The Reading Light, a quarterly newsletter of Talking Book Services at the Mississippi Library Commission. Fall 2025 issue. Written by the staff of Talking Book Services and narrated by Miranda Loper. Bettering Our Braille. TBS staff update Braille printing services. Are you familiar with Braille embossing or printing? At Talking Book Services, we have a small-scale Braille production workroom that includes a Braille printer and other supplies to create materials, like this newsletter, that many of our patrons receive in Braille. Recently, the TBS staff participated in a workshop for best practices in Braille conversion and formatting, thanks to one of our very own patrons, Jan Hawthorne, who is fluent in Braille as a reader and an educator. TBS is continuing to print many materials in-house at no cost for patrons and our partners. Our staff strive to offer the best possible materials provided by the National Library Service of the Blind and Print Disabled, as well as the best customer service and hospitality that Mississippi has to offer. Have a question about our Braille printing service? Email us at talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Talking Book Services News. Mississippi Book Festival, TBS and MLC. On Saturday, September 13th, 2025, the Mississippi Library Commission highlighted all of our services to the public at the Mississippi Book Festival in the Old Capitol Cafe of the State Capitol Building. TBS staff in attendance included TBS Director Miranda Loper, Patron Services Coordinator J.D. Burns, and Circulation Librarian Tanner May. Interactive stations were available for adults and children to explore TBS technology, sensory story kits, tactile space exploration books and figures, Braille Legos, and so much more. We enjoyed sharing our services and connecting with book lovers across the state. TBS Director attended NLS Regional Conference. In mid-September, the TBS Director, Miranda Loper, attended the NLS Regional Conference in Des Moines, Iowa. For librarians serving blind and print disabled individuals, she learned the latest information to be shared with TBS staff and patrons. Conference presentations included outreach ideas for NLS regional libraries across the nation, as well as guest presentations from NFB Newsline and the Xavier Society for the Blind on new materials and services. The keynote speaker of the conference was Rebecca Wolf, a public librarian specializing in library programming for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. There were updates provided from the National Library Service on a new digital application portal coming soon, improved relationships with the United States Postal Service, USPS, and more updates to come to BARD in the near future. Patron thoughts on the DA2. The advanced second generation of digital talking book machines, or DA2, is now available and circulating to Mississippi Talking Book Services patrons. Provided by the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, the DA2 combines TBS's cartridge-based audiobooks with BARD access in one machine, with numerous setting options per your preference. The following is what current patrons are saying about the new machines, with some names redacted for privacy. When calling to confirm shipment of a DA2, one patron exclaimed, "You made my weekend with this news." Melvin Smitherman states, "I am very excited to be using the DA2, and I am a very satisfied NLS patron. This device means so much to the blind community." Most patrons are excited to be receiving their advanced machines and are eager to provide NLS with feedback moving forward. If you are interested in signing up for a DA2, call a reader advisor at 601-432-4151, as new machines will be limited during the early adoption period. TBS staff feature. Patron Services Librarian Evan Thielman.
My name is Evan Thielman, and I'm the Braille and Audio Reading Download, or BARD, specialist for the Talking Books Department. Primarily, I handle matters involving BARD, from receiving patron calls to doing administrative maintenance behind the scenes. My goal is to ensure that our patrons can easily use BARD and to help solve problems that keep them from doing so. If someone finds themselves locked out of their accounts or have questions about how to use BARD, it's my responsibility to resolve that or to find out who can help if I can't. In my off time, I play various games, from card games to video games, but I also enjoy reading. My favorite genres are fantasy and science fiction, especially ones that speculate on possible futures or which examine our own society and culture through an exotic lens. Check out the amazing BARD tutorial videos that I helped create for our patrons here. https://www.mlc.lib.ms.us/tbs/bard.
Reminder: 2026 Braille and Large Print Calendars. It's time to begin thinking about next year. If you would like a pocket Braille calendar or a wall-sized Braille and large print calendar for 2026 and have not already subscribed, please call a reader advisor at 601-432-4151. Each patron is eligible for a calendar, and these are mailed directly to your home from NLS. Subscribe today. Featured resource: Mississippi Vision Resource Guide. The resource that's all about resources. This new and improved guide is for people with visual impairments in Mississippi and helps those individuals navigate the complex world of available resources. This guide contains resources that are local, online, and for all stages of life, along with a glossary of terms to assist those who are new to the world of visual impairment. Resource categories are included to aid in navigation, such as career and finances, education and transition, medical, recreation and leisure, technology, and support, advocacy, and training. You can find the guide here. https://vision-resource-ms.org/. Reading Corner. Our Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, service allows you to download books to your personal device or computer instantly. BARD Mobile is available for Apple and Android devices. BARD Express is available for Windows-based computers. Check out our new tutorials for operating BARD applications on our website. Recent top BARD downloads: The Death Factory, A Pen Cage Novella by Greg Iles. DB 129146. Captive Star by Nora Roberts. DB 127169. Welcome to the Honey B&B by Melody Carlson. DB 128430. The Writer, A Thriller by James Patterson and J.D. Barker. DB 128607. Guilty by Laura Elliott. DB 126887. The Big Empty by Robert Kreis. DB 126841. Strangers in Time, a World War II novel by David Baldacci. DB 128900. Blood Moon by Sandra Brown. DB 128435. Fall Picks. Discover what our reader advisors are reading this fall. Margaret's Pick, A Tale Out of Luck by Willie Nelson. DB 068372. Margaret says, "This book was somewhat of a surprise to me. I have always enjoyed Willie Nelson's song lyrics, but I was skeptical when it came to him writing a novel, especially a Western. I wish he would write another one. The plot starts out simply enough. Out on the open range, near Hank Tomlinson's ranch, a cattle rustler is brutally murdered in a manner that reminds him of another murder that happened years ago. His son, Jay Blue, and his foster son, Skeeter, become embroiled in the investigation, and old secrets are revealed. There were surprising twists and emotional moments all through the plot as we watch two boys become young men and one old rancher begins to reconcile past events in his life." Evan's Pick, Circe by Madeline Miller. DB 090711. Also available in large print, LPF M649. And available in e-braille, BR22648. In this retelling of Greek myth, primarily the Odyssey by Homer, Circe is a goddess born into a world that fears her unique powers, leading to her being banished to an island and isolated from the gods of Olympus. Over the course of her immortal life, she encounters and interacts with numerous deities and heroes, trying her best to find happiness and obtain the power to change her life, despite her situation. Evan says, "I personally enjoy this book because it critically examines a famous Greek legend through the eyes of someone who has a very different perspective and set of values. Circe makes mistakes, certainly, but a culture very different from our own shapes her decisions and the consequences she suffers for them. Anyone who enjoys mythology, especially with a critical lens, will enjoy this book." JD's Pick, The Buffalo Hunter Hunter by Stephen Graham Jones. DB 128581. The Buffalo Hunter Hunter is a chilling tale that puts a new spin on the traditional vampire mythology. Set in 1912 in the American West, it follows the actions of Goodstab, a Native American turned vampire who haunts the fields of Blackfeet Reservation, taking revenge on those he deems as having done injustice to his people. He tells the story of his life over a series of confessions to a Lutheran priest, who secretly transcribes them into his diary, only to be discovered and read by the priest's great-granddaughter over 100 years later in modern day. J.D. says, "The Buffalo Hunter Hunter is an engaging story, especially for those interested in the American West, Native Americans, or vampires. With each of the main characters having their own narrator, it was easy to follow, even though it's set over multiple time periods. I recommend it for anyone looking forward to the sun going down just a little bit sooner this fall." John's pick: Bleeding Edge by Thomas Pynchon, DB 077783. Also available in large print, LPF P997. John says, "With the announcement of a new book from influential author Thomas Pynchon, you may want to revisit one of his classic novels. Bleeding Edge begins in the spring of 2001 in New York City. In this surreal, paranoid detective story, fraud examiner Maxine Tarnow attempts to unravel overlapping criminal conspiracies involving mobsters, hackers, and terrorists." The Reading Light is written and edited by the staff of the Mississippi Library Commission's Talking Book Services Department. It is available in Braille, through email, in large print, as well as via audio on cartridge and on our website. Any mention of products and services in the Reading Light newsletter is for information purposes only and does not imply endorsement. Library service hours: 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone: 601-432-4151 or toll free at 1-800-446-0892. Fax: 601-432-4476. Email: talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Website: http://mlc.lib.ms.us/tbs/. Web catalog: https://tbsopac.mlc.lib.ms.us/. Facebook: https://www.facebook.com/mslibrarycommission/. This publication is partially funded under the Federal Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Mississippi Library Commission for the Institute of Museum and Library Services.